Do you want to get smarter about your health but feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction? Well, I deeply understand that, and that's why I wanted to find a source that we both could trust, you and me, and I found this podcast. So let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter, healthier choices every single week. And don't just take my word for it. Avid podcast fan Joanne's Apple Review says this. Joanne's Apple Review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is always informative and always understandable, and that she's definitely a healthier person listening to this and following Zoe's advice, which I love. We love sources that you can trust. And if you're ready to join millions of others like Joanne, transforming their health and like me, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to your podcast. I promise you will not regret it. It is an awesome show, and I've learned so much from it. Go check it out.
That's truly what flow is. It is where time doesn't exist. Time exists in such a different way where it feels like something has taken forever and 2 seconds all at once, simultaneously. I call it the void. When I'm in the music mode, when I'm in my dance vibe, when I am in the flow state here on the mic, or in an amazing, impactful conversation just in real life, I call it the void because it truly feels like time and space does not exist. Honestly, I don't know if anything is hotter and more sexy than someone in their deepest flow, their deepest flow state where they are just on fire. They are deeply fucking lit up. What is up, guys? I am Kayla Rose. I am the podcast host of Skinny Dipping. Here on Skinny Dipping, we talk about the mind, the body, and the soul in order to create actionable change in our lives. We can talk about it in theory all day, but how do we actually apply it? And sometimes I tap into the intuitive, sometimes I tap into the channeling, and that feels so good, but damn, it's kind of fucking exhausting. Like, it lights me up and also wears me out simultaneously. I love it so much, but I wanted to go back to my roots. My Gemini moon self loves education and learning, and I love to take the mental health sciences, knowing about the mind and the body and what's actually going on, paired with the intuitive, paired with the downloads, so that we can actually back up our findings. And it is fucking sexy as fuck. And that's why this is the hot girl science season. Hot girl is for everybody, all genders. Everyone is a hot girl, truly. Because to be a hot girl, it doesn't matter who you are, what you look like. It doesn't fucking matter. What matters is your energy. What matters is that you know yourself so deeply and completely that you are so fucking confident that you fucking got this. Even in times where you fall off, even in times where you're like, I don't know who I am at this moment because I'm grieving old versions of myself, you're still like, okay, but I know myself and I've been knowing myself. So therefore, I love myself, because to know yourself is to love yourself. It truly is. Today, we're going to be talking about the science of flow. Flow state. How do we get into that flow? What's going on in our mind? What's going on in our body? And how can we channel this flow to the best of our ability so we can create this effortless effort? That's truly what flow is. It is where time doesn't exist. Time exists in such a different way where it feels like something has taken forever and 2 seconds all at once, simultaneously. I call it the void. When I'm in the music mode, when I'm in my dance vibe, when I am in the flow state here on the mic, or in an amazing, impactful conversation just in real life, I call it the void because it truly feels like time and space does not exist. And it truly doesn't, because the only way that time exists is the way that we perceive it. So when our perception of it is altered, that's how we experience it. So therefore, that's what it is. Flow state is this altered state of consciousness that honestly makes you highly intelligent. It makes you quick thinking. It makes you quick to process emotions. It allows us to tap into our intuition in a way that we don't get to with the conscious and waking mind, because the anxious thoughts and the intrusive thoughts and the I should do this, I have to do this, just get in the way of us getting into our flow. So how can we live life in more flow? Because truly, it feels like a high. Flow state is the best natural high. I get it when I work out. Sometimes you get it when you go on a walk. I get it so deeply while I surf. That is like one of the biggest ones. It's like when I surf, I am so deeply in flow state. So before we get into it, guys, I just wanted to have a moment to hold a piece of prayer for Maui and everything going on here and the lives lost and everyone who lost everything and just the devastation that our island is continuing to face. If you just could have one moment of silence and prayers for everything going on with me. May everyone be nurtured deeply and completely during this time of transition and devastation and rebuilding. Okay, let's get into the episode. I can't move on without acknowledging the very real reality of what our island is facing right now. And if you don't know, I'm born and raised in Maui, Hawaii, so I just don't feel ready to talk about what's going on yet here, but I still want to acknowledge that we can help. All the links are going to be below to donate to families. There's this one-click donation link. So we have a huge master list of vetted and verified families that deeply need our help who have lost everything, including loved ones, including animals. It is honestly truly fucked up and heartbreaking what has happened. And the one-click donation link, you can donate it to their GoFundMe and they will evenly spread it out to all the vetted GoFundMes and all the different campaigns for all the different families so nobody gets left out. So if you can't decide what family to donate to or you just like feel bad because you want to donate to them all, donate to this link so that it can all get split up. And even if you only have $5, it really does help. You can literally connect your Venmo to GoFundMe. It is so fucking easy. Please take a moment and do that when you have a chance. I would really, really, really appreciate it. It's going to be linked below. And now let's get into the science and the state of flow. This is skinny dipping, guys. Let's strip down and dive in. I haven't said that in a minute, but it feels fitting for today because to dive into flow is the best feeling fucking ever. Like, it just feels so good. And that's probably why it's known as one of the most addictive states on earth, if not the most addictive, backed by scientists. A lot of this information is going to be a video from Big Think with Stephen Kotler, and he talks about the science and the state of flow. And why does it feel so good? Because we are literally getting filled with the best chemicals in our body when we are in flow. They've done so many different tests where they have people in flow and then they put like things on their head so that they can monitor what's going on in their brain. And what they've discovered is when you are in flow, you're producing norepinephrine, dopamine, anandamide, serotonin, and endorphins. So they're all these feel-good chemicals, but there's so much more than feel-good chemicals. They are a deep source of internal motivation. So they are performance enhancing, specifically norepinephrine and dopamine. It makes you faster. It makes you smarter. It makes you quicker. And it does that to the body, but it also does that to the brain. So we're able to process information differently, come up with better solutions. We have a heightened sense of awareness and we can take in our surroundings in a quick way where we process, we connect the dots, and we act. And that's what's happening when these chemicals are being produced in our body through induced flow state. I'm going to talk about, you know, what flow state is, but we get into it when we do art, when we do movement, when we're in conversation. There are so many different ways to access flow state, but what they all have in common is this enhanced performance, this heightened sense of presence and awareness. We have this tight focus on whatever it is that we are doing, and we are able to act fast and act accordingly with the best solutions at hand because we have all these chemicals flooding our body that is making our brain faster and stronger and quicker. Guys, I've been on such a journey with my hormones to the point where, like, in the last couple weeks, I literally was 2 weeks late to my period and I was stressing out so hard. And if that's not an example of my hormone imbalance and where I'm at, then I don't know what is. And so therefore, I'm so excited to be starting my journey with Joy because I need help from professionals. I need help that is backed by science and that really gets to the root cause of hormone imbalances. And that's why I'm so excited to be starting this journey with Joy, J-O-I. So basically, Joy is a place where women can come to find the answers and own their health journey and truly start to feel like themselves again. That is the goal. It's so empowering to live in a functioning body, truly in a proactive way with personalized healthcare. And they are currently helping me with my hormone health, my hormone imbalances, my low libido, my sexual health, fatigue, low energy, brain fog, but they also help with like nutrient deficiencies and metabolic health and weight loss, depending on what you're looking for. But for me, I'm really doing the labs and working one-on-one with these clinicians so that I can heal my hormone health trying to get to the root cause of everything. And I would love for you guys to come on this journey with me, because I know so many of us, I've talked to so many of you, and we all struggle with our hormone imbalances in the world that we live in. So I'm going to give you 20% off any of the labs. They are so comprehensive so that they can truly find the root cause, and there's no membership required. So if you're looking like me to take ownership of your health and to feel your best, Joy is going to give you guys 20% off your labs. Go to choosejoy.co/skinnydipping. That's choosejoy, JOI.co/skinnydipping, with the code all caps skinny dipping. And go ahead and message me if you come along on this journey. I would love to talk about it, talk about, you know, how our one-on-ones are going, how our labs went, and yeah, get 20% off any of the labs now, and let's talk about it. Let's do this together, and let's choose joy and feel like us again. Because we have all these chemicals flooding our body that is making our brain faster and stronger and quicker. And scientists do say that flow state is the most addictive state on earth, and they're using it to help addicts and help people who are struggling with addiction to move past that part of their life and to move through it, because it does give you an insane high to be in flow state, because you're being flooded with all of these chemicals, specifically norepinephrine and dopamine. And you see, scientists don't like to use the word addictive because addictive has bad connotations, but can we just make it very clear? Language is subjective. It is not good or bad. Language is neutral until you put meaning to it. So it is addictive. It is addictive. We want it and we want more of it. And that's how we know that it's addictive, because once you get that feeling, you want more. You want another hit. But the word that they use is autotelic. Instead of addictive, scientists call flow state autotelic, which means an end in itself. It means that it is all that you need. When you're in that moment, it's all that exists. When you're in flow state, it is never ending and so quick at the same time. It almost doesn't exist. I feel like when I'm in flow state, I don't remember what I created. I don't remember what I said. I literally black the fuck out when I'm in flow state. And that's because it is autotelic. It is an end in itself. It is all that we need, and it's all that exists in that present moment. It really teaches us that the present only exists, that all we have is this exact moment and our perception of it and the way that we're processing information and the way that we are sensing things and taking things in. And what's the really great thing about flow state is that it enhances our pattern recognition. So this means we can connect the dots. It is the best feeling in the world to connect the dots. I don't know if it's just because, like, I'm a Gemini moon and a Scorpio rising, and the detective and the curiosity within me loves to connect the dots. But it enhances lateral thinking, meaning we're using both hemispheres of our brain, which allows us to use the creative side and the analytical side to come up with the best solutions possible. When we are in flow state, we are able to connect the dots so much quicker and so much more efficiently. I don't know if you've ever been rock climbing, but that is a perfect example of flow state. You are just in the moment, you're problem solving, you're putting the pieces together, and you're connecting the dots, and every move is in sync. It's in synchronization, it's in alignment, and it's almost like you're not thinking, you're just doing, but you're making the best decisions possible. It's same when you're surfing. It can be so frustrating when you're first starting and not in flow state, but then once you catch that first wave and you get it and you get in that flow and you're flooded with all those chemicals of anandamide and norepinephrine and dopamine and serotonin and endorphins, when you're flooded with all those chemicals, then you catch five waves like within 10 minutes. All of a sudden, you didn't catch anything for an entire hour, but you catch one, you're filled with those chemicals, you're pushed into flow state, and then all of a sudden, you're boom, 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 catching all the waves, because you are just able to recognize the patterns of the waves, of the ocean, of the other surfers, of yourself so much more deeply. You're able to connect the dots, and it's the same thing when you are rock climbing, because you are put in that forced flow. According to Stephen Kotler, he was talking about this Australian study where 42 people were given this creative brain teaser, highly based off of pattern recognition. And this is how they test IQ, is by pattern recognition, because IQ is not based off of how much you know or how educated you are. It's actually based off your ability to connect the dots and for your brain to process information quickly. So I've taken these IQ tests, and God, they're so fucking hard. You have to do it when you're in flow state. Like, it is so frustrating if you are not in a state of flow. You can't think your way through these problems, and you can't think your way into the best solutions. You can't think your way through flow state. It literally is a state of presence and being where you are so deeply connected with your surroundings and yourself and something bigger than you. And you are just all one, all encompassing, moving through it swiftly, moving through it efficiently. So this Australian study had 42 people and they were given this creative brain teaser and nobody could solve it. They're very smart people. They're very educated people. Nobody could solve it. It was really fucking hard. And honestly, I've seen those brain teasers and they are very difficult. So then in the study, what they did is they took transcranial magnetic stimulation to their heads and they induced flow state by basically getting rid and knocking out the prefrontal cortex. And that is our analytical part of our brain. That is the part that is making decisions, is putting all the pieces together. And they actually knocked that part out to allow the other parts of the brain, the more subconscious, the more intuitive parts of the brain, to thrive. So they induced and forced the state of flow. And because of this, 23 people solved the brain teaser in record time. When we are in flow state, we're so deeply connected to our innate wisdom and our innate knowledge that has traveled throughout our bodies for, oh my God, millennia. And through this flow state, we are more creative and our motivation is heightened.
Okay, guys, picture this. You're hanging out in your favorite spot in your bedroom with your headphones on and the world around you just fades away and you can get a little frisky with it. And when listening to Dipsy stories, you're immersed in a vivid world where every touch, every breath, every stolen glance is felt with breathtaking intensity. For me, I feel like listening and hearing stories like really gets me turned on. So Dipsy is basically an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. It's very inclusive. It has stories for straight and queer listeners, bisexual listeners, and yeah, it's literally so amazing and so fun. And I'm going to give you guys a free trial, and please download the free trial. It's literally so helpful for me, and also it's so fun for you because this can be a place for you to unwind and feel sexy and give yourself that me time that you truly deserve and explore your fantasies. So yeah, you can also heat things up with your partner if you feel called to. So for listeners of Skinny Dipping, of course, Dipsy is going to offer an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/skinny dipping, and you can get full access to the free trial at dipsystories.com/skinny dipping. So pause what you're doing, go download it now because it's free. We love free stuff. Okay, let's get back to the episode. You have no idea how excited I am to announce this new sponsor because I manifested working with them. Me and my friends were jumping in the ocean and we were talking about how to get over nicotine addiction and having an addiction also to oral fixation and smoking in order to cope with anxiety. And my friend was like, there's this company called Ripple. And basically, Ripple is a 0% nicotine aromatic diffuser. You can puff on with these plant-based ingredients. They're relaxing, they're tasty, and there's two types of devices. There's the reusable pod, and there's the disposable, fully recyclable pods. I have two favorites. I loved the Boost flavor. I honestly puff it all the time. It's pomegranate, maca, and green tea for immunity and strength boost. Also, I absolutely love, love, love the Dream. So you can quit whatever you're trying to quit and step into your power. Fuck nicotine. Take your fucking power back. Small ripples make big waves. So you're going to go down below or you're going to use the code SKINNYDIPPING, all caps, for 15% off your order with Ripple. Everything's going to be linked below. The code's going to be below. Don't walk, but run. I promise you guys are going to be obsessed with these as much as I am. 15% off your order with the code SKINNYDIPPING. And it's all going to be linked below, baby. We are more creative and our motivation is heightened. That's the biggest thing about flow state that I love is I've been having this deep question recently of how do I create internal motivation?
Because for my entire life, I based my motivation, my reason for getting up and doing my projects, for pursuing my talents, for doing my work and making money. And I've been basing my motivation off of the external, off of validation or praise or reward or accolades. And that is one form of external motivation. But external motivation also shows up in cortisol and adrenaline and fight or flight, overcoming your body, telling you, you have to do this. You don't get a choice. You have to do this or you're a piece of shit. You have to do this project. You have to pursue this talent. You have to do this work. You have to make this money or you are an absolute piece of shit. And I'm going to flood your body with cortisol, the stress hormone, and adrenaline to hype you up so that you can go. You can just go, 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 and you can get the shit done. And obviously those chemicals are in our body for a reason. They have a time and they have a place and there is a positive intention of them. But in our society, they have been imbalanced and misused for this external motivation. So even though our external motivation in the beginning might have been like, I want to impress my parents. I want to impress my teachers. I want to impress my classmates. I want to appear beautiful. I want to appear smart. I want to appear certain ways. At first, it was just the thought. And now it consumes our entire body. We don't even need to have the thought of I'm not good enough consciously, because unconsciously in our subconscious mind, there is that deep programming and our body reacts to it. When we are not productive, our natural inclination is to stress out. So we almost need to adrenaline and cortisol and dopamine detox, because our bodies don't know how to create this internal motivation without stress. And I've been thinking about this so deeply because of capitalism and the patriarchy and the way that we have been taught that we are worthy if we are productive, basically. And I'm like, how the fuck do we actually create internal motivation? Like, I don't have the answers. I was thinking about this last week and actually made a TikTok about it. I was like, how do you create motivation when your whole life, your motivation was cortisol and adrenaline and stress and feeling not good enough and hating yourself into action and hating yourself into taking action? I don't want to be motivated by self-hate anymore. I've healed those parts of myself. And because of that, lately, I haven't been feeling motivated. I haven't been feeling energized. I haven't been feeling like I can create that internal motivation within myself. And I don't have the external motivation anymore because I'm not the same bitch. That's what I said on my TikTok. I'm like, I'm just not the same bitch anymore. Like, I have healed that part of myself that so deeply felt like I needed to hate myself into change. And I have been working so hard to reprogram that and let that go. And yet now that it's gone, I'm like, damn, I kind of want it back because I don't feel motivated at all. And what I'm hearing like from my guides and my intuition is like, of course, it's going to take time for you to reset after healing that external motivation that you lived off of your entire life. Of course, it's going to take 6 months, a year, 2 years to reset your body to be able to derive that internal motivation. Like, for example, if you do like too much Molly or too much MDMA and your brain is being flooded with that forced serotonin in your body, and then your body afterwards, you have that really bad low after doing Molly or doing MDMA because your body doesn't know how to produce that on its own. And that's what I'm hearing right now is, of course, it's going to be a transitional period and a struggle after years of external motivation and hating myself into productivity. And now that I'm learning to have internal motivation, God damn, it's like, it's just going to take time for the pendulum to be balanced, for it to stop swinging to both sides and to come in the middle in a way that is in harmony. It's going to take a moment because our body just needs time to adjust. But then I was doing all this research and reading all these articles and I was like, flow state. Flow state is the key. Flow state is this key to this intrinsic motivation, this internal motivation that comes from the inside. Flow state floods that because all of a sudden, all these chemicals of norepinephrine, dopamine, anandamide, serotonin, endorphins, they all create this internal motivation. They create this pursuit of something greater than ourselves. And one of the greatest motivators for this intrinsic motivation is purpose. Purpose paired with flow state is the key to channeling our intrinsic motivation. But how do we do it? How do we access flow state? What is the key? Does flow state always have to do with your work or something important, quote unquote important, like what you think is worthy of your time? No, You can literally just be in flow state to be in flow state to know that you are going to come up with better solutions. Sometimes when I have a problem in my life that I don't know what to do about, instead of sitting there and trying to figure out the problem, I actually take my mind elsewhere. I go surfing, I go dancing, or I do something to induce this flow state because I know my best solutions are created when I'm not thinking. And people ask me, like, how do you sit on the mic and talk? I don't think. Like, I literally don't think. As soon as you think, it blocks the creativity. It blocks the flow. Once the prefrontal cortex starts being overactive, it completely ruins the fucking flow. Like, even me trying to think about thinking right now is just almost messing up my flow. And to not think is to allow yourself to flow. So how do we get into that place of effortless effort? I mean, personally, I love walking, working out, painting, dancing, crocheting, writing, speaking, conversations. And the best way to get into flow state, scientists have shown, is the challenged skills balance. This is a technique that basically you do something that is challenging. Challenge skills balance. You do something that is challenging, that has you concentrated, that has you focused. And it has to be challenging and difficult enough that it is a push, but it doesn't snap. It's not too hard that it's impossible and deterring, but it's hard enough that you are focused and you are concentrated. And it also requires a certain skill that you are improving on, because we love to learn. We love to be curious. We love to master things. So basically, with the challenge skills balance, you want to do something that stretches you but doesn't snap. We don't want it to snap. We want it to be a little bit uncomfy, but not too uncomfy. We want to get comfy with the uncomfortable. And the reason why this works is because there's a bunch of different flow triggers, but one of the main flow triggers is concentration. If you are concentrating, you are in flow. And you can tell when someone's concentrating because they'll get that frown on their face, like that concentrated frown, that resting bitch face. And that means you're in flow. Like, people will ask me, like, are you okay? Is something wrong? And I'm like, oh no, I'm literally just present. I'm literally just present and moving through something and trying to figure something out. And I'm not thinking about what my face looks like or how I appear. So I think that also is a big aspect of it, is like, how do you allow yourself to not care how you look and to just be in the present moment within your body in any way that it needs to act or react? And I will say that technology fucks up your flow state. Like, so deeply, if I am on the piano and I'm writing such a good song and all of a sudden I'm like, I want to record it. And then I go to my phone and then I accidentally, quote unquote, accidentally out of habit, open Instagram or TikTok, immediately all my flow is gone. All my creativity, all my inspiration is just gone. So it's so important to allow ourselves to be concentrated, put away the distractions. Put them away, delete the apps on your phone. Normalize downloading, deleting, re-downloading your apps. I do it literally every single day. I'm like, okay, I'm done on my phone for today. I am literally just going to delete my apps. I genuinely like don't want to go on them anymore, but I will click on them out of habit. So to just take it off your phone is like the best thing that you can do for yourself. Oh, I'm getting chills right now. I feel like this is so powerful. I hope you are getting your own downloads as well throughout this process. And let's just take a deep breath, because that was a lot of information, but it is so important to know the why. Why is it important to be in concentration? Why is it important to induce yourself into flow state through different creative processes? Because it feels good. And don't you want to feel good? To create that evidence and that proof through our brain, through this hot girl science, is the fucking key, because you're showing your brain, like, this is why we should do it. Because the brain so deeply wants reasoning and wants why, even though you don't need it. Like, actually, the ego wants it to feel a sense of security and safety, and we will give it that. So that's why we're giving you this information right now. So what I love about flow state is it creates so much dopamine, like literally so much dopamine. And I was looking up all the different ways that we can create dopamine, and I also believe to some extent these traits put us into flow state. So the first one is going to be complexity. Complexity challenges us. It's the challenge skills balance, but maybe with our mind, like a crossword puzzle or figuring out, you know, the direction that you want to go in the climbing gym. When we are in complexity, we are in this pursuit chemical of dopamine, and it feels really, really good. Feels like we're smart. Like, it feels like it's that intrinsic motivation of, oh my God, I'm smart. Like, and not in a way where I want anyone else to perceive me in that way, but where I'm seeing myself in that way. I'm able to observe and perceive complexity. Like, how brilliant is that? How brilliant are you for being able to even perceive that type of complexity? The next thing that creates such deep dopamine is awe. Like, looking up at the night sky, seeing all the stars in the sky, like I was with my friends, like in the beginning of the summer at Joshua Tree, just like looking up at all the stars and being in awe of how small we are. That gives us that same dopamine. And it also gives us that ability sometimes to tap into that flow state because we remember who we truly are, which is part of the stars. And then novelty, which is like newness. Newness creates dopamine. Add newness in your life. Add novelty. Like, what did you do when you were a kid that was like so cool? Like, oh my God, in the sauna last night, me and my friends and my boyfriend, we were talking about like the huge giant rainbow tarps that you would play with at school, and everyone would lift it up and all hold an end of the circle and lift it up and then run underneath. And do you remember those? Because I swear to God, I'm going to buy one out of novelty because it would give me so much dopamine. Doing what lit you up as a kid. I swear to God, it fucking works. It will give you that dopamine and also could put you into flow state. And then also unpredictability. Even though this is something that the ego hates, the lack of control, unpredictability actually feels good. It actually gives us dopamine because it is challenging in a way that is exciting for our brain, in a way that is stimulating for our brain, in a way that feels healthy sometimes. Obviously, complete unpredictability is not fun, but a little bit of unpredictability, a little sprinkle, is exactly what we need. So just going back to this intrinsic motivation, kind of paired with this flow state, how else can we create this intrinsic motivation? I believe that flow state encourages these four things. And this is, again, from Big Think and Stephen Kotler. This is not my own insight, but I felt so drawn to it to pull from the information paired with my intuition. So I just wanted to remind you of that because this is not my own work, but I do love it and I do want all of us to hear it. So intrinsic motivation created through flow state. Flow state encourages what? It encourages curiosity. When we're in flow state, we're curious. That's why we can process information so quickly because we are coming from this root of curiosity. We're not assuming because when we assume, we block. But when we're curious, we open. Also, what else does it create? It usually supports purpose in some way, even if it's not like purpose in the way that you see it, like purpose in a way that's like successful and your career and like your life's work. Like, purpose doesn't have to be that. Your purpose can be to surf every single day. Your purpose can be to be one with the ocean. Your purpose can be to be one with the mountains and being in the mountains climbing. Your purpose can be to talk to people and have open, vulnerable conversations and hold space for people. There's so many different kind of purposes that aren't based and rooted in productivity. And I want you to remember that. And flow state reminds us that intrinsic motivation is created from purpose. Moving towards something that is greater than yourself and yet all-encompassing of yourself, that is your purpose. It is what you are meant to come on this earth to do. I think we all have like different purposes. Like, we can have more than one. We're such multifaceted, multidimensional beings, truly. So why would we just have one purpose? You know, I think, you know, the one golden purpose, like if you had like the best one, would be the full encompassment of all your different purposes combined. I think that is where you truly like thrive and where you truly are lit up. Okay, next. Intrinsic motivation comes from autonomy. It comes from wanting to be free and wanting to make your own decisions and creating life for you. That is a sense of intrinsic motivation. So whenever we're feeling that external motivation coming in, that cortisol, that fight or flight, that you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're going to be poor, you're going to be on the streets, like all that external motivation that just isn't true, that is something we were taught. Basically, I want you to remember that we need to come back to living life for you. This autonomy is your intrinsic motivation. This is what you need. You need to remember, this is my life and I get to do what I want with it. I get to create what I want. I get to explore what I want. I get to have the relationships that I want. This is my life, and autonomy is one of the greatest intrinsic motivators because you realize that you're living life for you and you are no longer a passive participant in your life. You are an active participant in your life. When you realize that intrinsic motivation comes from curiosity, it comes from purpose, it comes from autonomy. And then the last one is mastery, which I think is so deeply ingrained and infused with flow state. Because honestly, with flow state, mastery isn't about being like the best ever, you know? I mean, it is, but it's about being the best you can be. It's about understanding something inside and out to the extent where you could do it literally in your sleep. That type of mastery where it is just so natural. It is now innate within you. And when you do something long enough, you begin to master it. And it comes from this curiosity. It comes from this sense of purpose and the sense of autonomy. So as you dive into different challenge skills balance, like, you know, climbing or surfing or crosswords or crocheting or whatever it is that is going to be your challenge skills balance to support your induced flow state to help you create better solutions in your life, I want you to know that mastery is an intrinsic motivator. It's not about being better than somebody else. That's not what it's about. Because in mastery, no scale exists. In mastery, no comparison exists. In true enlightenment and wisdom, nobody is worse or better or good or bad. That is not the goal here. And I think when we think mastery, we think, oh, I'm going to be better than everybody else. And that is your ego talking. To truly master something is to do it because you love it and you want to be curious about it and you want to dive into it because you love it, because it's about you, because the spotlight is on you, not because you're trying to be better than anybody else. That is not mastery. Because mastery is that calm confidence. It is that humble confidence. It is that certainty that you know what the fuck you're doing. Also, a great way to get into flow is group flow. I've been going to bachata classes every Monday with my friend, and it was kind of scary at first because you have to dance with a bunch of strangers, but it was super easy. But you get into the flow because you don't really know what you're doing. There's not really choreography. There's a little bit of choreography, but honestly, you're really just like flowing with your partner and dancing with a bunch of different people. And, you know, when we're on a dance team or a sports team or we're in a choir, or there's all these types of group flows that we participate in as children that really do light us up. In high school and middle school, a lot of us were on teams. How can you go on a team in real life? Like, how can you go dance with a group? How can you go play the sport that you used to play, volleyball, soccer, with an adult group? How can you prioritize this group flow? Because that is so deeply fulfilling. And it will give you that intrinsic motivation. It will light you up from the inside, and it will impact every single area of your life, of your fucking life. I swear to God. And flow is just optimal performance. It's just when you are in the flow. It is when you are in the state, and it's when you're experiencing life so presently that it gets you fucking high. That is what flow is. So what do I want you guys to do this week? I want you to choose a challenge skills balance. I want you to choose a skill or an activity that you are curious about. It doesn't have to be active. It can be crocheting. It can be crossword puzzles, something that is challenging, that stretches you but doesn't snap you. How can you begin to prioritize this once a week in your life? For me, it's dance. I go to dance and I challenge myself all the time because even though I've danced my entire life, it still shows up as a challenge. It shows up as a physical challenge, a mental challenge. And to allow ourselves to be in that challenge is to induce that flow state. So yeah, guys, I want you to choose something this week, and I want you for the next 4 weeks to prioritize once or twice a week to do this flow state activity. To induce your flow state and see what kind of ideas, what kind of downloads flow to you when you're in this state and after you're in this state. Write down the amazing ideas that come to you, because this is honestly going to help solve your life problems. Like, instead of focusing and fixating on the problems in your life and trying to think your way into a solution, try to flow your way into a solution. Try to set it aside for a moment, get into flow state, allow that lateral thinking to enhance your pattern recognition. To flood your body with all the chemicals that feel good, that allow us to think smarter and faster and quicker and more efficiently. Allow yourself to get into that state and then come back to your problem and watch what the fuck happens. Okay, guys, I love you so much. Make sure to support the sponsors because it supports the podcast. Join the Soul in Progress community. It's only $5 a month for exclusive resources. And follow the podcast. Share on Instagram or on TikTok with where you are listening to the podcast today or any downloads that are coming to you. It helps me so much. If you feel inspired by this podcast, I just want others to be inspired as well. So please share. Share with someone you love over text if you don't feel like posting on Instagram. It really does help me out so fucking much. And please, please, please. Please donate to the families of Maui below. I love you guys. You are inherently fucking worthy. I'm Kayla Rose, and this is Skinny Dipping. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals.
If you're like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore, and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Win-win. That's code skinny50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinny dipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinny dipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/skinny dipping.